Welcome back to South Florida Arts Beat here on 91.3 WLRN and 91.5 WKWM. Hello, Ed Bell with you. Later on the program, film critic Dan Hudak runs down his top 10 films for 2013. Chef Norman Van Aken delivers a word on food, and our Miami-Dade arts calendar features Deborah Margol. Now, Judith Bishop gives us the details about an organization that provides life-changing experiences for the country's top students in the arts.
What do Kerry Washington, Viola Davis, and Nicki Minaj all have in common? Well, they're all big stars, and they all got their start in the National Young Arts Program that got its start right here in Miami. The foundation encourages and nurtures young talent. It was founded by the late Ted Arison and his wife Lynn, who spearheads it today. Young Arts identifies talented teenagers in the performing, literary, and visual arts, and their track record is impressive. Graduates now perform with the Chicago Symphony, the New York Philharmonic, Alvin Ailey Dance Theater, and the New York City Ballet. Their paintings appear in the Museum of Modern Art, their books on the New York Times bestseller list, their films at Sundance. Young Arts is a year-round program that reaches a crescendo in early January, when 170 young artists from all over the country converge on Miami for a week of celebration, a celebration of music, dance, readings, and art. The man who makes it all happen is Young Arts Executive Director Paul Lehr. Paul Lehr, welcome back once again to South Florida Arts Beat. Before we talk about the actual schedule and events of Young Arts Week, let's go back to the beginning of the process and the screening. How do you identify the participants, and what qualities do you look for in these young artists?
Well, thanks for having me back again, Judy. I'm thrilled to be here. Young Arts was founded about 33 years ago by Ted and Lynn Arison to identify and support the next generation of artists in visual, literary, and performing arts. And up until about 3 years ago, there were about 5,000 applicants each year from all around the country. Now there are about, this year, 11,500 applicants from all around the country who have heard about the program, the alumni that it spawned, the great master classes that go on at Young Arts. And so through word of mouth and through all the successes we've had in the past, all these artists in the visual, literary, performing arts from all around the country just know to apply every year to the program.
This is such a great program because I think that so many youngsters who say, I want to be an artist or I want to be a dancer, get the, honey, you have to get a real job. And I think it's wonderful that this organization nurtures and supports. And you mentioned the master classes, and they can learn from the icons in their field. Who are some of the people who've taught these classes?
Well, Judy, that's exactly right. You know, when you're a kid and you're on the floor and you're drawing and your parents are saying, get up and do your real work and your real homework, or even if you're getting good plays and getting good exhibitions from your hometown, it's very different having your parents or your local teacher support you than it is having this national organization who spawns so many well-known artists in their fields. So this program gives them the great validation, and they get to work with Robert Redford and Martin Scorsese, or if they're a classical singer, they get to work with Placido Domingo and Renee Fleming, or they get to work with John Guare and Edward Albee if they're writers, or jazz musicians work with Wynton Marsalis and Bobby McFerrin. So you get to work with these grand masters, and when Robert Redford says, you're born to do this, when Mikhail Baryshnikov says to a dancer, you're born to do this and you need to continue doing this, that all of a sudden then changes not only the young artist's perception, but their parents' perception to say, maybe there really is a place in the world for these kids to become artists. And so with all the focus on everything else, it's important to have organizations that will focus on and support young artists.
Your organization has been doing great things for many, many years, but it's really, really shot up in the last 3 years since you have been there. You brought your business skills and your creative background as well. Tell us how it crystallized. When you came to Young Arts, I think in the back of your mind, you must have said, we're not going to stay status quo. We're going to grow by leaps and bounds. So what did you do when you first assessed the landscape?
Well, Young Arts have been doing great things for, at that point, 30 years. And the mark that they had was tremendous, but there was still so much room for growth, where at the time, we identified and supported and really changed the lives of about 150 young artists each year. And there were far more talented young artists than just that small group. So in essence, there had been a quota because there was a space limitation. We just didn't have room to do anything else. So what we wanted to do is expand the program in a number of different ways. We expanded it by having regional programs. So in addition to that one Young Arts Week in January that we've always had, we have a Young Arts Miami, have a Young Arts New York, have a Young Arts LA, and we're working on Young Arts Chicago and others. And then in addition to that, we also wanted to try and increase the programming throughout the year. So we looked for and found an incredible campus, the former Bacardi campus, which is now the new National Young Arts Foundation campus on Biscayne Boulevard. And that's going to enable us to have year-round programming so we can have more of an impact on more young artists throughout the year.
Now, after you identified that building, you had even bigger dreams for a campus. And you have Frank Gehry lined up, I hear.
Yes, one of our artistic advisors for the organization, along with Bill T. Jones and along with Placido Domingo. Frank Gehry is one of our artistic advisors, and he is working with us on master planning the campus. So there will be a multidisciplinary performing arts complex. There will be a large park with video projection capabilities, and there will be places for all the different kinds of artists to work. So there'll be classrooms, there will be workshops for visual artists and for performing artists and dance program theaters, and all different kinds of artists will be able to make their home and use the spaces at the new campus.
And the centerpiece will be the old Bacardi building with the beautiful murals that you refer to as the Jewel Box, correct?
Actually, there are two buildings that are landmarked on the former Bacardi campus. There's the blue and white tower that everybody sees going by on Biscayne Boulevard, which has 28,000 hand-painted blue and white tiles on the side of the building. That's the building that most everybody knows, and that building has a Frank Gehry-designed arts gallery on the first and second floor, which opened up this year for Art Basel just a few weeks ago. So we had Olafur Eliasson, one of our Young Arts Master teachers, along with MoMA PS1, who partnered with us to do the Olafur Eliasson Little Sun Project. So that was the first exhibition that we had in our Frank Gehry Gallery. And the seventh floor of the Blue and White Tower has been open. We launched that with Universal Music to do Yellow Lounge back in November, and then had a Wynton Marsalis masterclass just recently. So that's going to be open to the public as well. Then the second building is the Jewel Box. It's a stained glass building on the back of the campus, and that's going to have classrooms and dance studios and all different kinds of things like that.
From its founding and throughout the years, the Arison family has certainly donated to foster the arts and the young arts program. But you're also getting help from the Knight Foundation, and that's allowing you to open a new program, a salon program of discussions, correct?
Yeah. The Knight Foundation is one of the true wonders of this world. They're a savior for the arts. They are helping the community, and they're helping us tremendously. So they gave us a significant grant to bring in the salon series. The first salon that we had with the help of Knight Foundation was Marina Abramovich back in December. Then we had another salon later on in the month with Wynton Marsalis, and we've now got at least four more to go thanks to the Knight Foundation.
Are they exclusively for the young artists, or are they open to the public as well?
Oh, no, those are open to the public community. Why we have this campus, why we're doing these salon series and everything else is to start bringing the public in. You know, this campus should have always been and now will be an arts and cultural center for the community. It was designed to be that way, and so all of these things are open to the public.
And open to the public, Young Arts Week, many, many events. What are some of the highlights not to be missed?
Yeah, Young Arts Week has always been the highlight of the Young Arts program. So January 6th to 12th, just coming up shortly, is Young Arts Week. And every night there are going to be performances in all the different disciplines from these young artists who right now are young, but they go on to become these renowned artists. So they've gone on to become Viola Davis and Kerry Washington and Doug Aiken and Nicki Minaj and Chris Young. So you get the opportunity to see the next generation of these young artists every night. It'll be Monday through Thursday at the New World Center, and then Friday it'll be at our campus, and then the gala, which is on January 11th. This year, for the first time, it's going to be actually at our campus. The alumni show is going to be directed by Bill T. Jones. Brian Stokes Mitchell will be the MC. So it's a great time. And it's not just those performances at night to go to. There are master classes throughout the week. So during Young Arts Week, we're going to have Marissa Tomei and Brian Stokes Mitchell and Zaha Hadid and Debbie Allen and Frank Gehry and Irving Sandler, Rita Moreno, Andrew Reynolds, Shelley Berg, Lourdes Lopez, Judith Hill. So in all the different fields, you're going to get the opportunity to attend these classes and learn from these great masters, just like the young artists do.
Sounds terrific for the artists and for the greater Miami community. Paul Lehrer, thank you for joining us once again today on South Florida Arts Beat.
Thanks so much, Judy.
Young Arts Week runs from January 6th through 12th and is open to the public. For more information, log on to youngarts.org or telephone 305-377-1140. For South Florida Arts Beat, this is Judith Bishop.
Judith Bishop is a television journalist who has covered breaking news, politics, and the arts for WABC and CNBC. Please stay with us. South Florida Arts Beat will return in just a moment.